It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined in studio by former Pittsboro mayor, real estate developer, host of On the Porch right here on 97.9 The Hill. It's Randy Voller. Randy, how's it going?
It's great to be back with you.
Very glad to have you in studio, and well, we usually start by talking real estate, so what's the latest on the real estate front for Chatham and Orange Counties?
Well, we're always talking about the housing report, which is issued by the National Association of Realtors, and I get that with Orange County Association of Realtors and our Governing Affairs Committee. Of course, in context, I heard a really interesting report yesterday on National Public Radio where they were talking about the scarcity or paucity of housing of all types, not just workforce housing or affordable housing, but housing in every sector. And they cited a number that we were down 7 million units, give or take, nationwide. And of course, you can see how this plays out locally. A lot of what they were saying is the cause of the problem is regulations and other, you know, local policies and directives that have happened since the crash of 08, which has made it more difficult to get housing of all types on the market. So let's just look at the housing report like we do every month for Chatham County. So for March of 2024, our median sales price, as we know, the median is the middle price. So 50%, half are going to be above and half are going to be below. The median price is nearly $615,000 for a property. That's up 34% from where it was in February. But if we go back in time, it was $524,000 in March of 2023. It was $508,000 in March of 2022 and around $400,000 in March of 2021, which means over that period of time going back 3 years, that median price is up nearly 54% in Chatham County.
That's not a very long time.
No.
That's a blink of an eye amount of time.
But it does track what you see in North Carolina that since COVID, real estate prices have gone up about 50 to 52% in all markets.
Right.
Now, you know, we can look at what's going on in Orange County. In Orange County, the median sales price is lower than Chatham County, not by much, but it's around $556,000. And as you track back in time, that was 440 last year, 446 in March of 2022, and 435 in March of 21. So not nearly up 54%, but still a very, very substantial increase. So the next kind of question would be, well, what does it look like with our market? We always talk about the price ranges, you know, ranging from below $125,000 all the way to $2 million and up. So right now where the market is in Chatham County, 1.9% of the listings, properties that are for sale that are below 250, only 1.9% of the market, eight. Which again, if you're looking for something affordable, there's just nothing there. Contrast that with what's above a million. So if you're looking for properties that are over $1 million and available in Chatham County, that's 30% of the market or 135 listings. So you have an awful lot more options. In fact, it's 16 times larger. And there is the rub. So if you have the ability to afford $1 million or above property, you have a lot of options. If you're looking for something below 250, there are practically no options.
The narrative that's kind of emerging in the short term is that the market has cooled pretty significantly from where it was in the last couple of years. Do you think there will be any, you know, evidence of that in lower price inventory coming on the market, or is this just more likely a little blip and then things are more the same coming?
I mean, the market works the same as, you know, any market, supply and demand. So what you've seen in markets that have added, let's say, apartment units, you start seeing a flattening of rents, you know, like you see up in Minneapolis, for instance, where they changed their rules and they got a lot more product built. That's a supply and demand issue. Right now, we still don't have enough supply. So a normal balance, to get to your question, A seller's market would mean that we would have inventory of more than 6 months built up. So right now, the inventory in Chatham County, even with, so 6 months is considered a balanced market. So if you have 7, 8, 9 months of inventory, then you're getting toward a buyer's market. Right now, even with the tilt toward a million plus, we're at 4.44 months of inventory, which means it's still a seller's market.
Right, right. Any other thoughts on the current state of real estate?
Well, I think it's instructive to kind of look at where we were last year to where we are today. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes I'll stretch it out to 375 and below. So in Chatham County, that's 6% of the market roughly. Again, not a lot of choices. In Orange County, it's, you know, nearly 23% of the market is up to 375. So a lot more choices in Orange County if you're looking for something more affordable. And if you go back at time at closed sales, that's instructive as well. Last year, so over the year cycle, 13% of the market in Chatham County was below 375. So you can see we're trending away from that affordability. And in fact, only 14% of the closed sales last year were above a million. And now we have, you know, 30% of the market listed as above a million. If I take it down to 875, last year closed sales in Chatham County, 875 and above was 23% of the market. It's almost 43% of our market now going down to 875 in terms of what's available. And you might say, well, Randy, what does that look like when I compare it to Orange County? Orange County, it's 28% of its market goes down to 875. So the trend that we see is that affordability is still a challenge in Orange and Chatham. And strangely enough, what's occurred over the last 4 years is Orange County is slightly more affordable than Chatham County. Of course, you can look at different markets in Chatham, and the further west and south you go, it's going to be more affordable. For instance, if you're going towards Siler City or Bon Lee or Bear Creek, it's going to be more affordable than if you're north of Pittsburgh.
Right. That makes sense. Wanted to keep the conversation going in Chatham County. Outside of real estate, there's a lot going on also. Is there anything that's jumping to your mind that you'd like to talk about first?
Well, there was an announcement yesterday that Pulte is going to invest $40 million in a facility over in Siler City, which will be creating somewhere close to 157 jobs. That speaks exactly to the building market and an investment from a national publicly traded builder that's going to be putting in a facility to support their operations in the Triangle. Another thing I think that's interesting, I've been going to the Citizens Academy, and I would encourage people in Chatham County or in Pittsburgh to get involved. And this is through the town of Pittsburgh. And we took a tour of the water treatment plant. And you and I both know that water is always a front forward issue. And it looks like the improvements that they put in for the granular activated carbon filtration facility are doing the job. So we are actually able to see where they stand on TTHMs, for instance, and it's now down to non-detectable, which means the water they're producing now is so much better than it was in the past because of the significant investment that, you know, came through the Inflation Reduction Act and working with state and federal government, that millions of dollars have been invested there, and it's producing an incredibly high level of water, especially when you compare it back the last few years.
Yeah, such a success story there. And it was no guarantee when they spent all that money and put that in there. It was, you know, a lot of people are just kind of like, well, we'll see how this goes. And it's been great so far.
Well, it shows it's working. Plus, we got a presentation from Victor Zhao, who's the assistant manager of Sanford and also the head of their utilities. So we are going to have, Tri-River Utilities going to be taking over July 1st. So Pittsburgh and Sanford will be merged under one system. Looks like Siler City is interested in joining. You might see others like Chatham County, and of course they're going to be supplying water to Western Wake, places like Holly Springs and Fuquay Varina. So that will be a large, significant utility player that's regional in nature, right here in the Piedmont.
Randy, we're almost out of time already. Any other quick hits before we wrap up?
Well, I think that you always need to monitor what's going on in your town and what's going on in your county. Of course, May is going to be a beautiful month. We're going to have another first Sunday in Pittsboro, and they've got that legislation now where you're able to go, you know, enjoy the social district. Lots of things are going on at the beverage district and the plant. And I think that the improvements that you see in SoCo and in the Main Street area of Pittsboro are paying off, and more people are coming and visiting Pittsboro.
Randy, great stuff as always. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Looking forward to being back with you soon.